Want versus Need. Written by Laura McCorkle. Read by Stacy Marshall. Did you get what you wanted for Christmas today? Or did you get what you needed? What we want and what we need do not often go hand in hand. I should know. There are things I wanted in my life for a long time now, but apparently the Lord has not seen to be necessities, at least not yet. I know He knows what is best for me, but it's still hard to wait. And it is difficult not to look longingly at what others have received and wonder why I too cannot be the recipient of such things in my life. This kind of struggle is not new to any of us, and Hannah, who we read about in the first chapter of 1 Samuel, is a great example of how to live when what you want is not something God says you need. For years, Hannah had wanted to become a mother, to bear a child, to give her husband Elkanah a son, just like his other wife, Peninnah. Being barren was considered a disgrace for women in those times, so Hannah most likely felt ashamed and alone and perhaps like a societal outcast. Instead of turning away, though, Hannah took her sorrow and her request for what she wanted to the Lord. We don't know for sure how long she waited, perhaps years. And we don't know the exact purposes of God's timing in her life, but we can still learn a great deal from Hannah's example. She was persistent and continually sought the Lord. She did not give up and stop asking the Lord for what she wanted. Like clockwork, Hannah kept bringing her request to God year after year at the temple in Shiloh. No doubt, her want continued to drive her to the Father and most likely deepened her relationship with Him. She was blessed with a lifeline. I'm quick to forget that the beauty in the midst of Hannah's pain is that Elkanah loved her very dearly, if not more than Peninnah. I'm sure this buoyed Hannah to make it through the years when she may have wondered if God would ever answer her prayer for a child. God was gracious in giving her a loving husband. She did not give in to ridicule or naysayers. Even when Peninnah, who was fruitful and had children, provoked her and taunted her because she was barren, Hannah did not add insult to injury. She did not become nasty and retaliate when ridiculed for her condition or her faith. She shared her want and was encouraged by others. The high priest Eli observed Hannah praying in the temple and inquired as to her condition. You see, he thought she was intoxicated because she was praying silently, but her lips were moving. She shared with him what she was asking of the Lord. When Eli saw what was really going on, he encouraged her, and he asked God to answer her request. She gave back to God what He had given to her. When God blessed Hannah with a child, she did not cling tightly to Him. She kept her promise, let her son go, and dedicated him to the Lord. How unbelievable is that? To accept and then release back to God something He has given to you that you have prayed and prayed and prayed for. That is model faith. Like Hannah, are you waiting on the Lord to give you something you want in your life today? A new job, reconciliation in your marriage, blessing in your finances, a cure from illness, to find your soulmate, victory over an addiction, a baby? Each of us has something we want in our lives, but it is up to God to decide if this is something we really need. May we continue to come to Him with joy and thankfulness as we acknowledge that He knows what is best for us in our lives. Intersecting faith and life. Do you know that God has already given you what you need for this very day? Ask Him to help you accept His plans and timing for your life, even when you don't understand. Then, make a list of all the lifelines He's given you while you wait. People, circumstances, things, etc. And post this somewhere you can see it while you continue to lift your requests. Post this somewhere you can see it while you continue to lift your requests to Him. Further reading, James 1:17. in Matthew 7:11.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.